Perhaps one of the most challenging things in our parsha is when Yaakov Avinu dies. It's hard enough that Yaakov Avinu dies, but the psukim don't tell us vayamat Yaakov, that Yaakov died. And because that's left out, Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu lo meit. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. What does it mean Yaakov Avinu didn't die? He's buried. We spend quite a bit of time on that. So there's no question that Yaakov Avinu died. So what does it mean that Yaakov Avinu didn't die? Perhaps to understand that a little bit better, we have to take a look at Avram and Yitzhak in comparison to Yaakov Avinu. Avraham had many children who did not turn out quite as well as Yitzhak. And Yitzhak had his Esav, who did not turn out nearly as well as Yaakov. And then we have our Yaakov. Yaakov has 12 sons. None of them are perfect. We know that they have their faults. We see Mechirat Yosef. We see the sale of Yosef and everything that happens there. And there's no question that that is not a clean, easy story to read. But at the end of the day, when Yaakov Avinu gathers up his family on his deathbed, Yaakov Avinu collects everyone and he says to them, right, we're all one. Chazal even say that Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them the end of days, what was going to be at the end of time, Mashiach and all. And then all of a sudden it was closed up. He couldn't get it out. And he assumed it was that there was someone missing in his family in terms of their tzidkus. And because of that, what happens? They all proclaim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Yisrael, our father, listen. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he answered, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Yolam Ved. And he recognized they were all fine. Well, what's that Medrash telling us? All right, the Medrash is telling us that with all of their lumps and all of the wrinkles in the brothers, they still were all tzaddikim. And so Yaakov Avinu, when he does not die, it just means that because his children all turned out to be excellent, because of that, he didn't die. Yes, he was buried. Yes, he was put in the ground. But Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Yaakov Avinu's legacy would continue with all of his children. And that is probably the greatest gift a parent could have, is knowing that with their children's lumps, with their children's wrinkles, with their children's challenges, they still turn out to be living in a path that's appropriate, b'derech haTorah. That is really what it means, Yaakov Avinu lo meit. He did not die because his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren would continue in his rich legacy for many years to come. Have a great day.